question here for the Christian right. Are you worried about the Elon Musk effect? You're worried about marijuana. You're mad about Drag Queen Story Hour. You're triggered over Disney movies. You're angry at Pride Month, incensed over cancel culture. You got your feelings hurt over a beer can. You're chronically mad about bathrooms. You're flummoxed over pronouns. You're ticked at Target. And I remember when you were outraged at things like Teen Mom, Piss Christ, Super Bowl halftime shows, the Dixie Chicks, the Barbie movie, and even French fries. Why aren't you offended over Elon Musk having 14 kids with four different women? He's not married to any of the mothers. He doesn't even pretend to get married to these women and have a family. It's not like he's just bad at picking a wife and keeps getting divorced over and over and over. He's mocking the entire institution. Remember when y'all on the Christian right said that gays ruined the sanctity of marriage? Well, what the f*** is Elon Musk doing? According to your worldview, you can't just skip the whole marriage thing and start breeding willy-nilly with as many women as possible just because you're rich. For Christians out there, Elon Musk is engaging in a lot of premarital sex, having a lot of out-of-wedlock babies, having a lot of children without two-parent homes, and making a hell of a mockery out of marriage. So don't whine to me about the destruction of the nuclear family and then hold up Elon Musk as some great individual, a hero, a legend. You know, I've not heard hardly any criticism about Musk from the Christian right about his lifestyle. They'll tell you to get married and have kids and provide for them. And then they'll praise Elon Musk for doing the exact opposite. If a liberal woman wasn't married and didn't have any kids, we'd never hear the end of how it's destroying society.
Actively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children.
If someone was gay and in power, we'd never hear the end of it either. Well, what about when a man fathers kids and then leaves the woman and does that again and again and again? He's literally creating bastards on purpose and birthing them into broken homes. Sure, he may trot out little X, but that's just one of his 14 kids. He's playing favorites, and I'd put my money on it that when the cameras are off, he has nothing to do with them. I mean, he is too busy running, like, what, 47 companies and the United States to even pretend to be bothered with being a father. But here's the real question. What happens when the sons of MAGA heads start imitating Elon Musk? What happens when some kid thinks he knows everything? That would be every teenage boy. And also wants to spread his seed to populate the earth. It won't be so funny when he knocks up seven teenage girls at his high school because he's copying the god of the right, Elon Musk. Being a MAGA grandma or grandpa to many Musks on a boomer salary won't be exciting. It won't be glory worthy. And I don't think the parents of those teenage girls will be too happy with you either. It's wild how Musk impregnating women is overlooked. The right has no problem slut-shaming women. When his latest baby mama, Ashley St. Clair, came forward, they all called her names. They accused her of being a hypocrite, about her Christian conservative trad wife values, about being a clout chaser, and of course, about being a gold digger. That one is especially funny to me. Men are supposed to be the financial provider in a family, but how dare a woman hold a man financially accountable if he just doesn't feel like it? But that's a whole other issue for a whole other podcast. Despite being tacky, Musk is openly defying the Christian right. He's blatantly rubbing his hedonistic lifestyle in their faces, but knows he can get away with it, well, because he's rich. And if there's one thing that Christians worship, it's money. I get tired of the right's belly aching and demand for legislating morality when they can't even pick leaders who model the morality that they believe. Musk doesn't measure up to any standard of a good leader by secular standards, and especially by biblical standards. It says that if anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, responsible, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? Now let's not forget, we could extend this verse out to Trump's entire cabinet. RFK Jr., Pete Hegseth. Seems like the more reprobate you are, the better fit you are for the Trump administration. And let's throw his son in there too, because obviously he wants to be the next president. Just doesn't seem like any of these people surrounding Trump, including Musk, are the husband of one wife. Sober-minded, self-controlled, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle. Makes you wonder why the Christian right keeps voting for these people who then keep appointing people who represent none of their interests, none of their values. You can't just say you're the Christian right and then go pick out leaders that are the exact opposite. Just look at this picture. These five men have 36 kids by 12 women. And that's not counting the mistresses and the failed engagements and the love children and maybe the aborted babies in there. This guy right here, Speaker Mac Johnson, the one that looks like he irons his underwear, he's the only guy married to the mother of all of his children. Musk alone accounts for 14 of those kids among four baby mamas. Nobody says anything. A woman that's childless by choice is raked over the coals. A single woman who chooses not to marry is also raked over the coals, despite the fact that Jesus calls it a gift to be single. Forget that being an unmarried, childless woman isn't a sin in the Bible, but it still gets judgment for merely being different, for not fitting in with that ticky-tacky suburban lifestyle. But when men cheat, divorce, remarry, breed bastards, and neglect their family, become drunkards, yada, 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 then, well, we got to make them heroes. Again, take another look at that photo of Trump, RFK Musk, Don Jr., and Speaker Mac Johnson eating McDonald's on that plane. Let me make this clear for you. You can still vote for these people if you want. Maybe you like their ideas. I liked some of Trump's ideas, and I did vote for him the first time. But I never made excuses for his lifestyle. I knew he had a questionable character. But what politician at that time, and for a long time, didn't have one? As the quote goes, fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and we had a ripe picking of fools in 2016. We were waiting in a cesspool of crap options, and when Trump's character got out of control, as his past behavior indicated that it likely would, I didn't vote for him. People need to be able to think more nuanced to see the full picture. Don't just whitewash something because you can't admit someone on your team is doing something wrong that makes you look ridiculous. You look like a hypocrite. You look like you have a double standard. Call it out and still vote for it if you think it's what's right. But if you don't at least note it's bad, you're normalizing it. You won't find perfect leaders, but you should hold them accountable to high standard. Sometimes you even have to lose an election to remind them of it. And yes, part of that standard is about their personal life. If it's in ruins, you gotta wonder how you can lead when your own home life is collapsing. If you can't keep a handful of people in line, how can you keep the whole country or even a department in line? If you fail at that responsibility, then how can you succeed at another? Even the Bible says pastors who have shattered homes can't lead. Then what makes you think that someone who has a shattered home and a messed up life would be able to run the free world? Sure, Elon Musk has sleek cars, Starlink is super cool, and the boring tunnel stuff seems interesting. But can we use our critical thinking skills? Can something be nuanced? Why can't we call out his lifestyle and character for being the worst of the worst, according to your very own worldview? You don't mind doing it to women. You don't mind doing it to gays. You don't mind doing it to trans people. You don't mind when it fits your narrative. Remember the outrage of gay marriage, how you all said it ruined marriage for straight people. And in fact, y'all still whine about it. You know how you hate feminism and whine that women choosing to not have kids somehow hurts your little insecure, unhappy life? If what other people do affect you, as you say, how is Elon Musk any different? You are desensitizing and normalizing his reprobate behavior. Every pastor in this country should be preaching that Elon Musk is a trash individual. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to make Christianity the legal standard. We don't need some version of Christian Sharia law here. But if the Christian and alt-right are the ones saying we should legislate the Bible all the time and set up some Christian nationalist country, then maybe you should start by holding our leaders to that same biblical standard. When you don't live up to your own standard, it looks like you're in love with power and control instead of God and Jesus. And let's not forget, this worship of Elon Musk alone is a form of idolatry. You are literally putting an earthly god before your real God. If you really want me to bust out some Bible on the Christian right, then how about this one, Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. Did you catch that? God would rather you be hot or cold, but not lukewarm, going along to get along, saying I don't do politics, keeping the status quo, being too cowardly to speak out against evil, and a failure to speak up for the most vulnerable is not a Christian virtue. It's the opposite of what Christians are supposed to do. Jesus once flipped a table over when he saw money changers outside the church. Pastors, Christian talk radio, Christian bloggers, TikTokers, y'all should be out there preaching against this lifestyle, warning people that this is not biblical behavior. It's not moral behavior. It's not common sense behavior, financially, even for regular working people. Even secular people out there are disgusted by Elon Musk's baby drama. If Musk wasn't the richest man in the world, he'd be a perfect guest on Jerry Springer or Maury. He already has two baby mamas suing him for custody because he doesn't spend time with the kids. If Christians stopped trying to legislate the Bible and just started voting for leaders according to its standard, think how different the world would be. The right needs to stop waving the Bible around, wearing crucifixes, and praying in public, but then not living according to it. You look hypocritical. You'd still be laughed at by the left if you lived accordingly, but at least they'd say you're consistent. At least you wouldn't be called lukewarm. At least you would be voting for stand-up people with stand-up backgrounds. I've watched this hypocrisy slowly play out over my lifetime, and it's getting worse and worse. First, it was Clinton is bad because he had an affair with an intern, but then they prop up Newt Gingrich, who also had an affair during this time. Newsom is a dirty adulterer, but Hegseth, who cheated on his second wife with his third wife and admitted to cheating on that one at a hotel conference, is good. Let's not forget lust demon serial cheater RFK. Tim Walz isn't manly enough, but forget that Waters cheated on his wife and left his family for a woman half his age. It's wrong to be gay if you're Rachel Maddow, but okay if you're Dave Rubin. Childless females are bad, but Tulsi Gabbard and Ann Coulter are fine. Abortion is bad, but it's defensible when Herschel Walker has one and lies about it. You don't really think it's bad if it's okay when your side doesn't. It's just a political football at that point. It's a wedge issue. It's a political performance art. It's a way to provoke the culture war and fill your coffers. So to the Christian right, let me ask you this. Are you hot or cold? Are you carrying on and normalizing the most wicked in society? Are you holding your leaders to the biblical standard of leadership? Are you able to distinguish between right and wrong about someone without whitewashing their entire lifestyle? Are you letting your standards be known to your children who are watching you? What happens when your son impregnates girls because you worshipped Elon Musk? Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.